Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six. Hey, homeschoolers. This week, I'm talking with some of our new homeschoolers about schedules, another key to homeschooling success. Before we do, I want to thank my sponsor, Apologia. Apologia's materials have been a blessing to me and my children for years. They're more than just science. They're apologetics, planners, and even language arts curriculum providers. Visit them at apologia.com and join me for a brand new product release and giveaway on Tuesday, September 5th at 4 Eastern, 3 Central, 2 Mountain, 1 Pacific at facebook.com/psychowith6, or catch the replay in the show notes. Only two of our new homeschoolers were able to join me to chat this month. Why? Because life happens, especially at this busy time of year. I did connect with Jolene via email, and she had this to say about her assignments of focusing on goals and devotions this month. I haven't started homeschooling yet. Public school starts the day after Labor Day, and I plan to start then. I'm pretty confident I can do this for the first month or so. It's the consistency that I'm nervous about. That's where my goal comes in. I am praying for a good start, so it'll be easier to develop good habits. As far as devotions go, I have still not been consistent. But instead of getting down on myself, I have decided that I'm going to just do it. This means that if I start thinking I should be reading my Bible more, I will just pull my Bible out and start reading right then and there. I love Jolene's strategy. Now let's hear from Courtney and May Lynn.
Erica, I am happy to talk with you again this month. I cannot believe it's been a month already. I don't know if you feel like that too. It just seems crazy.
It feels like it's been a week, not a month.
I know. In fact, I was like, has it really been a month? Was I looking at the calendar wrong? But last time the group of us chatted, we were talking about homeschooling goals, and we came up with something that's more achievable. But before I ask you to kind of talk about that, about whether or not having that goal in mind was helpful to you, I wanted to know if you have started school yet.
We did. We actually started official school 2 days ago when our public schools around us went back to school. So it's just early days.
Okay, and how's it going?
It's going really well. Because they're kindergarten, we're doing kindergarten and first grade level. We're just working on some workbooks, doing some math, doing some art stuff, and they're signed up for a bunch of classes, like gymnastics and swimming and going to a dirt bike place and all of that. So it's still loosey-goosey, but it's a lot of fun. We sat down and did some science this morning, just spur of the moment, which is something we tend to do a lot, which is nice.
That is nice. Well, we're going to talk about that more later on in the interview. But what about your goal? Did you come up with any kind of a way of making that visible for yourself, or something that you go over in your mind so you remember what your goal is? Or did you think about that at all this week? Not this week, but this month. Yeah, I keep going back to this week.
I did, because our goal is to learn how to work better as a family. Some of the lessons are also working on making your bed and helping with laundry. And a lot of those family goals are something that we're emphasizing a lot. And that's something that we've been doing all this month. We didn't wait for school to start on those goals. It's more the academics that waited until a couple days ago to let them have the last few fun days of school while the neighborhood kids were out riding bikes before they had to go back into those classrooms.
Right, Well, that is great, and I love your goals. I think they are so wise because, you know, that's really what I started this whole series talking about was, you know, working on those kinds of things with your family, because if you don't have that in place, adding academics on top of what you're already struggling with it's hard. It's just hard. We'll leave it at that. So,
oh
that
yeah.
is, yes, you understand that. So that is so just wonderful to hear. Okay, we talked about having like a dedicated devotion time last time. Were you the one who said that you felt comfortable with how you are? You know, yeah.
Yes, I did, because whenever I've looked to become more intensive on it, to do more reading and more study, and whenever I prayed upon it, I've just heard that I really need to work on my house first, that
uh-huh.
things are good, but I need to focus on my gifts, on my family, and on my house before I take that time away for more structured prayer time, because I'm
uh-huh.
just ongoing prayer relationship during the day, which is nice and seems to suit my
yeah.
relationship very well.
Yeah, and that is excellent. And you know, sometimes we can get really caught up in kind of a legalistic relationship, which isn't healthy either. So that's great. That's what I thought I remembered you saying last time. Okay, I am going to switch over and talk with Maylin now, and I will come back to you in just a minute. So, Maylin, have you started school already?
Yes, we've started school. And I can tell you that basically every single day we have something to do, which is, I guess, a good thing and a bad thing. Like, every single day we're out. Whether it be a co-op or a co-op that I've started, or a nature study or a park day or a field trip, I've seemed to have overloaded myself yet again. and I know that question that you were going to ask me about the goals, I can't even mm-hmm. remember the goals, to be honest. I'm so sorry.
No, you are fine. You know, Maylin, I want this series that we are doing to be real life homeschooling. And this is real life, isn't it? That you can't even remember what it was that you said your goal was. You know, that is why we are talking together and working through this process together. If I recall correctly, you talked about wanting to have like quiet in your home, in your
yes.
homeschool. Does that ring a bell?
That rings a bell. That rings a bell, and as you can tell, that has not been done whatsoever, not even touched.
Okay. So, you know, one thing that you might do is come up with a way, like maybe a sign or a reminder on your phone or, you know, something like that. It doesn't have to be constant, but even if it was a once a week reminder to think about that goal and how you might work toward it, I think that could really be helpful.
No, I think that would be great to put it, because everything is in my phone, you know, scheduling wise. So I literally will need to schedule a time for quiet time. Just that.
Okay. That is so great. Okay. And I just love your honesty. I mean, that is what all of our listeners are wanting from other homeschooling moms. You know, it doesn't help anyone if you pretend to have it all together or if I pretend to have it all together. But it really helps if we are honest and then talk about how we are working on, you know, improving on whatever area it is that we're talking about. So the other thing that we talked about last month was making time for devotions, time to spend with God however you feel led. And so how is that for you this month?
I mean, we always set a time for our kids. And I have, mm-hmm. I mean, we have several books that, you know, we can actually just go to and read through. But as it goes for myself, again, I definitely sacrifice a lot of time, you know, for the kids and for my family. And when it comes to me, there really isn't much left.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I wonder if there is a way that you could dedicate 5 minutes time. You know, there are wonderful, like, short devotionals that you could read, like, right before you went to sleep. You know, for me, that's hard. It's hard for me to establish a habit right when I'm exhausted already. Maybe it could be, you know, right after you serve breakfast or something, you know, that you say, okay, mommy's going to, you know, walk into the other room and she's going to read this devotion. And then when she's done, then we're going to come back and we're going to clean up breakfast. You know, I mean, that is just an example. But if you could carve out 5 minutes and put it at a time that it will, you'll be reminded to do it. You know, that's why I said, how about, you know, like during breakfast or something like that, that you could feel like you can go to God and say, you know, this is my prayer. This is my heart. What is your word for me? And even that 5 minutes can make a world of difference. And it's not the kind of thing where you're going to beat yourself up if you don't get that 5 minutes on a day, but it's, you know, working toward establishing that habit. So that would be my prayer for you, that you could, you know, have some wisdom for when to try to put that time and even how to structure that time. You know, like Erica is talking about, you know, she prays throughout the day, and that is excellent. That is an excellent lifestyle to adopt, and it's one that I would even like to adopt more. You know, instead of just having that more structured devotional time, that I am always thinking about praying and communicating with God. All right, so those are some things to think about. So let's start with you, since I already have you that I am chatting with, and let's start talking about scheduling and or a school routine. I'm really eager to talk with you about this, Maylin, because let me tell you why. This is what really got me thinking about talking about scheduling or routine. Okay, so first of all, let me just say, what's the difference between a schedule and a routine? So a schedule for school is actually at 9 a.m. we do Bible, at 9:30 we do a read aloud, at 10 o'clock we do math, at 10:30 we do science experiments, and so on and so forth. That is the schedule. And a routine is, first we do Bible, then we do a read aloud, then we do science, see? And so if you are really into a read aloud, for example, and, you know, that read aloud might take you an hour instead of 30 minutes. And you know, the time frames aren't important at all. But it's the order in which you do things that really helps to structure your day, not necessarily the times. So if you oversleep, and you know, normally you would start Bible at 9 o'clock, then even though it was 9:30 when you were starting, you would still start with Bible and then follow it up with your read aloud and so on. Okay. So that's the difference between a schedule and a school routine. And there are advantages and disadvantages to both. So tell me what your schedule / school routine looks like.
This is such a double-edged sword.
Okay.
Don't have a schedule. Like, there's definitely not, certain times for anything, to be honest. I mean, my kids are still little, but we definitely,
right.
I'm trying to establish a routine. I mean, like, every morning when we wake up, we have breakfast, and while we're having breakfast, I actually do read alouds, and I try to, you know, choose read alouds that pertain to either like science or social studies. Like, usually they're like nonfiction, you know, or something along those lines,
okay.
You know, that's really like factual information. And then we talk about it, you know, over breakfast. And then usually after that, we go out. So, like, for example, on Mondays, we have a book club for the first Monday. Then the second Monday is a science co-op. And then the third Monday is a math co-op. And then Tuesdays are usually, like, our stay-at-home days, per se, I guess you could say.
Okay.
And then Wednesdays, my son has a nature class that is actually a drop-off, so I can spend some time with my daughter. Thursdays are park days with our co-op, you know, with our group, and then Fridays are field trips. So, literally, Monday through Friday, it's like we are out every single day. And then by the time, this is my problem, is that by the time we're done with all of our activities and we get home, you know, by 3:30, there's really not enough energy for, you know, for me. Of course, my kids could be out all day. But for me, I'm like, okay, I'm done. Like, don't talk to me. Don't, you know, look at me. Like, just, I need some, you know, decomposition. Like, that's what I need. I need to decompress, you know.
Right. Well, and Aylin, I mean, you have given me lots of topics that I would like to discuss as we go along, for sure. Do you feel, so, I mean, I think you have a very, very good start with your routine, you know, so you do have a routine, but it sounds like maybe you are not doing that much at home. It's kind of like you're kind of out and about most of the time.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, and are you satisfied with that?
I mean, I think I overloaded myself for this year. Although, again, since they're so little, you know, my oldest is just kindergarten. I feel like the more outside exposure, the better. And plus, they drive me crazy when they're at home. Because all they do is fight. So I'd rather be out, you know, because when we're out, they're totally fine. You know, they're good. But when we're at home, you know, they fight and they bicker and they argue over, you know, the silliest things. So I think it's partially my fault that we, you know, they're so used to being out. But I don't recognize it as, I guess, a bad thing for now.
Right. That's exactly why I was asking you that. You know, I kind of feel like, I mean, I feel like we need to kind of table the discussion of the outside activities and classes for a different month. But, you know, I feel like you are establishing a routine. You know, it's like the kids know what to expect. They're going to be read to over breakfast, and you're going to be varying the subject matter that you're reading about. So, I mean, it's a routine. It's definitely a routine, and then you are out doing a variety of other educational activities. So, all right. Well, very good. Let us then, I'm going to switch gears, and I am going to talk with Erica next. Erica, what does your schedule or routine look like?
Well, some of this is still in the works because we just switched over to the school routine, and I've made a couple of structural changes in the last few days. We're focusing our biggest together meal of the day is breakfast because my husband's schedule is pretty variable. So we're going to be doing focusing more on breakfast. And then after breakfast, Dad is doing math with the boys and going over math with them. And then after math, they really love these worksheet books we got at Costco. So they're doing and working on letters, everything else. So right now that is sort of the sit-down work that we're doing for about half an hour after we do math with Dad. And then we also have scheduled, and that's pretty much what I'm viewing as the more formal structured thing between the math and the worksheets, just because they are three and kindergarten. We are in a homeschool co-op on Mondays. We still, everybody hasn't set the time yet, but it'll be at some point on Monday. Tuesdays, okay. We go to an indoor BMX bike session for homeschoolers. And so they ride all morning. Wednesdays are our unscheduled, our day where we don't have outside commitments. Thursdays, I just sign them up for swim lessons in the morning. And Fridays, they have gymnastics. And other than the biking thing, most of those are about 1 hour. So with travel and everything else is about 2 hours, but we can bookend our errands around it. And it does get us out of the house. So beyond that, it gives us our opportunity to, you know, stop and explore something or just get home and then do some math or do some science or do something else. Or just like we did today, it was beautiful. So they just rode bikes for 3 hours.
Wow.
And then had to stop and dig in the dirt and find all of the worms and then pick all the vegetables from the garden. So a lot of that, I like letting them get bored because when they get bored with some of those things, they start really exploring and learning a lot on their own. And that's one of my biggest skills I want for them is to be able to be interested and learn things because they want to know them.
Okay. I was going to say that it sounds like you are comfortable with your schedule, or it's not really a schedule, I would say a routine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, excellent, excellent. I think that there are two extremes when it comes to scheduling. I saw on Instagram this last week a homeschooling mom who posted her schedule on Instagram, and she had not started school yet, and she said that she was just very how do I say it? I don't want to put words in her mouth, but she was basically saying that she was not looking forward to having that schedule. And I don't blame her because it was kind of scary to me, like how much she was doing, how much of her time was being committed to the actual homeschooling. And we don't want to have a schedule that is so packed with homeschooling or even activities, even outside activities, that our kids don't have downtime, that we don't have downtime, and we start to dread doing school. That's the last thing that we want. On the other hand, we also don't want no routine at all, which it doesn't sound like either of you have. We don't want to have no routine where the kids don't know what to expect. And I would say, even more importantly, so that we get to the end of a day and we wonder what we did. What did we accomplish? Because there's just nothing really that's routine about it at all. So we can't even remember what was it that we did. So I am encouraging listeners to come up with a routine or a schedule. If you have no idea where to even begin with that, start by just writing down in general, not minute by minute, but in general, what you are doing with your time already. Start with where you are. And then after you have a basic list of how you're going about schooling now, start to make changes a little bit at a time. So if Maylin wants to have more quiet time in her homeschooling, she could take a look at her routine and say, you know what, when we come home from this class or this activity, that would be a perfect time for quiet time. And it wouldn't have to be a schedule per se of exactly an hour, for example, but her kids could know and mom could know this is going to be our quiet time. So that is a great place to start rather than starting with a very detailed schedule, especially when you are a beginning homeschooler, that can quickly discourage you. Because in making detailed schedules over the years, I found that I have never followed them. And then it made me just want to give up. A routine is an excellent place for a new homeschooler to begin. And I am going to tell you right now that I have been homeschooling. I'm in my 19th year, and you never stop tweaking the routine or schedule. You just never do because your kids change, your circumstances change, and so you're not doing it wrong if you are constantly working on the routine and schedule. That's exactly what you're supposed to be doing.
thank you so much to these ladies for taking time out of their busy schedules to chat with me. To follow along with their homework, track your routine this month and begin to make small changes. Don't be discouraged when the routine or schedule isn't perfect. It never will be. Thanks again to this episode's sponsor, Apologia, not just a Christian homeschool resource provider, but our homeschool friends. Visit them at apologia.com. Find the show notes for this episode at homeschoolsanity.com/schedule1st. Have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.